Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi from Chuck Chat Freestyle, bringing you another Dog Days of Podcasting for August 11th. It is Monday. Looks like somebody's got the case of the Mondays. I certainly do. I had an idea that was supposed to be simple when I was writing some code this morning. Turned out to be a bunch of dead ends and banging my head on the wall. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to find a different way to do this. Not going to get into the dirty details. It has to do with the songbook and sending notifications to my phone. Started out simple, and then I went, oh, this could be made better, and this could be made better, and this could be made better, and just ended up, I learned a lot, just things I didn't want to learn that prevented me from doing what I was supposed to do. Thank you, everybody who's been giving me the songs in the request list. ctomasi.link/ddop25. Really appreciate it. There are some challenging ones in there. Songs that I either didn't know real well or haven't played before. I was goofing around last night and was playing Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. And without the music, I went, hey, these chord progressions sound familiar. And this is one of my favorite things to do. I may have mentioned this already, but last week, Bernadette, who does one of my favorite YouTube channels, Bernadette Teaches Music, has I'm a patron of hers. So Wednesdays and Thursdays are lessons. Well, last week, she said, I like to do this about once a quarter. We're going to have open mic night. So Wednesday, what did I sing? I let people go. I didn't want to jump in line and go, hey, me. I think I was the second or third to last person in the hour. And then Thursday was show and tell. And I thought it was going to be all around music stuff. So I had a music topic thought out. But people were showing bags they had embroidered, art they have painted, calligraphy they're doing, different people doing different things. Very creative group. Just not what I was expecting. Went, wow, okay, that gives me some ideas. So my topic was on how I find common patterns, and a lot of it is just, hey, what key are you playing in? Common patterns in the chord progressions. And I went, oh, D minor, C, B flat. That's how you play Cruel Summer by Bananarama. And if you slow it down, you've got In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins. And the same thing can be used for much of Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing, and. Of course, everybody's probably really familiar with the C, A minor, F, G progression that's in about 800 songs, most of which I don't know, but I keep coming across that one. Then there's another one that I had, E minor, G, D, A, which is in today's song, by the way. And if you play it a little differently, you can get Run to You by Bryan Adams or Mad World by Gary Jules. So the same chords, just played a little different pace, a little different strumming style, you get a whole different song. It's kind of fun. Well, last night I was doing Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire and went, that's the same chords as Katy Perry's I don't even know enough Katy Perry to even know what song it was. I had it looked up before. It's the one with Hot and Cold. That's what it is. Hot and Cold. I went, same chords. Cool. Free song if I ever decide to learn a Katy Perry song. I don't even know enough words to tell you. Like, I know it starts out, you change your mind like a girl changes clothes, and that's about all I know. Okay. Old man, over 60, not a big Katy Perry fan. Which reminds me, when we were at the Kansas City game, yes, Travis Kelce was there. I think he played a few plays at the beginning. We kind of scanned around and went, why would Taylor Swift come to a preseason game? There's like nothing on the line. He's barely even playing, so we assume she wasn't there. So that's about the extent of my fandom for those things. The debating whether or not to take the soprano or the tenor ukulele to Dragon Con. Soprano, a little smaller. No, yes, soprano's a smaller one. Concert, I think I said tenor. There's three sizes in this household. Soprano is the little one. Concert, medium. Tenor, bigger one. Not taking the bigger one. The smaller two fit in my big suitcase. But I don't know if... I don't know. I'm just deciding. I played the soprano on yesterday's song. I don't know if anybody noticed a difference. And today is back to concert. So I prefer the concert for most cases, but I kind of want to practice some more on the soprano. Been doing that the last few days and went, hey, you know what? I can reach some of these chords a little bit better. Although, because the frets are smaller and closer together, it makes some of the chords a little harder, like a D where I'm jamming three fingers on three strings on one fret. And you're going, that's a little tight. Or a B minor, and sometimes the B minor slips. So there's advantages and disadvantages. I'm still feeling my way around the instruments. I would love to get like a tiny tenor, or at least try that out. So we shall see. We shall see. Looking, doing all kinds of experimenting and practicing and testing with that. Craig and Clinton and I have an assignment to do for our Dragon Con panel for the combined show of Comedy Forecast, Technorama, and Friends. We have another video intro. We're working on that. I've got bits and pieces coming together. I've asked the other two, please send me those before we go to Dragon Con so I don't spend Thursday, Friday, and Saturday just editing video. So I'd love to get to work on that. And I'm also debating whether or not to bring my really portable Rode mics, the Pro 2, what did I get? Rode Mic Pro, something like that. The little square ones that you see in a lot of YouTube videos. There's the Go 2, there's the Pro. I've got the Pros. And they got another one now, doggone it. They came out with them even smaller and cooler. But I may bring those just so we have some recording at the table. Probably also bring my H6. Not sure, but we'll figure all that out. If we need to get somebody else in the audience, wink, wink, Gary, mic'd up, I could just clip this to your collar and we get your audio as well. So it's been a challenge the last couple of years getting decent audio out of our panels and go, hey, we did our panel. Can we have... Oh, it didn't work. For a digital media track, they kind of fell down on the audio on that one. But not their fault. They're not expecting to repurpose the content, and we are. I was out for my morning walk. One last thing. Two last things. I was out for my morning walk this morning, and it's garbage night last night, so everybody's got their wheelie bins out at the curb, and one house happened to have a small wooden crate. It kind of looked like a decent-sized crate that you would put oranges in, you know, with the slats and the gaps in between, and they painted it brown to kind of make it look like it was burnt a little bit or aged. And I looked at it and went, oh, that's kind of nice. I mean, the crate is actually divided in half. So it's like shelves. I was carrying it on my head. If my neighbors had seen me, I was going to tell them it was my new hat that's a pergola hat. If you don't know what a pergola is, go look it up. It's like, it's kind of like a patio with no roof. Just rafters. So it's my pergola hat. And no, it didn't run into him, but that was the line I was ready with. I walked by this and I looked at it and I said, that's neat. It's in really good shape. It even has felt feet on the bottom. So whatever you set it on doesn't scratch up. Now, where will I put this? I don't have an immediate use for it, but I know I could use it if I took it. But should I? We already have so much stuff. Blah, blah, blah. I'm going through this internal argument for about 10 seconds, just standing there on the curb, walking back and forth. And going, take it. Because if you decide later, it won't be there. That happens every time. It won't be there tomorrow. It probably won't be there if I walk home and get the car and go back. Not that big. It's, I don't know, 2 feet high, 1 foot wide. Something like that, 1 foot deep. No, 2 feet. Anyway, I'm going in imperial stupid units. The last thing I've got is my favorite headphones in the studio. They're not that expensive. They're both Bluetooth and wired, and they have big jack, little jack, so no matter what you're plugging into, you can always flip the cord around and use the other end in the headphones. We've got two pair. One is in the studio and one we use for the TV. So we can watch TV quietly with Bluetooth. So if I'm in here in the studio and Donna wants to watch Netflix, no problem. Well, I've been using these for about 3 or 4 years and the ear cups are starting to deteriorate. You know how they had that sort of coating on the foam? Well, the coating is starting to come off. So I reached out to them about a week and a half ago and said, do you have any of these? I really like the headphones and I don't want to get a whole new set just because the foam is deteriorating. They go, yes, we do, but they're not in stock. We should be getting more in soon. Call us next week. And I think that was last week. So I should be good for them being in stock. Unless, of course, they sold out already. But I want to get some replacements for these so that I can keep them going. I really like them, except when you take your headphones off and you have black stuff on your ears. That's no fun. Okay, enough blather for today. That's the updates. Wow, this one's going to go a little long because the song is also long. I've got a request here from Mad Marv. He is giving me Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. So let's see how that goes. Again, hashtag not professional musician. I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me and I walk alone. I walk this empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. Till then I walk alone. I'm walking down the line that divides me somewhere in my mind, on the borderline of the edge and where I walk alone. Read between the lines of what's messed up and everything's alright. Check my vital signs to know I'm still alive and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. Till then I walk alone. I walk alone. This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. I walk alone. My shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me. Till then I walk alone. That's it. Song is over. Time to go home. No really closing remarks. Just a quick reminder, if you want to add your own song to the request. I did get a comment on my blog, on my freestyle blog. First one in years. And this nice woman said, hey, lots of good songs on this list. How many can I choose? I say, choose as many as you want. If you got some favorites you want to hear, we'll see if we can make that happen. It's quite likely, because I'm trying to pick people who haven't been picked before, and I'll try to pick songs that I can perform as well as possible. So the more you pick, the more likely it is it's going to get played. So we are almost halfway through the month, and I've still got a bit of a backlog, but not enough to carry me through the end of the month. So see tomasi.link/DDOP25 to make your request or requests. And ratings. Yes, don't forget, go back and look at any that have been played if you so desire and give a rating. Appreciate it very much. Until tomorrow, take care, stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.